Please bow your heads and pray with me. Father God, we thank you that you're present with us by your Spirit this morning. And Holy Spirit, as you're present with us, we ask you to speak to us this morning, as we do each and every Sunday. Take these words and thoughts of mine, take the words of Lise and Linda, and use them to speak to us. Take our ears and finally tune in the midst of all the words we say. Jesus, it's your word we'd hear. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. 7.5 years ago, I was so excited to move back to Texas. I was excited to come to St. Nicholas Church for a lot of reasons, but I love the idea that the scripture on our back wall is Matthew 28. Left a church in which we called ourselves a Matthew 28 church. We're not about ourselves, but we're about making disciples of those that haven't yet heard. I love the fact that the mission statement of St. Nicholas Church is the love of Christ changing lives. I love that 10% of the operating income is reserved for outreach each year. Spending money outside of ourselves for people that don't know how the love of Christ can change their life. But as I heard history, as I came to realize we were spending the 10%. The youth group was going on mission trips. A handful of people had been to Peru. There had been some short-term helping efforts in some of the flooding and hurricanes and different things throughout the country over the years. But really, as far as boots on the ground with outreach, it wasn't yet happening. I'm excited after 7.5 years, we continue to reserve 10% of our operating income for outreach. We continue to see the youth groups go off on mission trips. Oh, I forgot to mention before, Vacation Bible School is a huge outreach. Out of the 100 kids, maybe 20 of them are ours. Continues to be strong. So excited those things continue. It was exciting as I look around. I see some of you that went with me to Peru. There'll be more mission trips in the future as we work out relationships. It's exciting that we do food for kids during the school year. 500, is that about where we are, Robin, with the numbers? 500 backpacks are put together every Thursday to be sent to Denton schools on Friday. And it's exciting that this year we started with mentoring and having prayer partners with Kids Hope. I'm excited to have Lise and Linda with us this morning. For you to hear from Lise how God uses Kids Hope USA to touch children's lives, to change their life. As we go in with the love of Christ, it does change their lives. And to hear from Linda the difference mentoring is making at Highland Village Elementary School. I turn the podium over to them and let them share stories and ways in which God is using. Ladies.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you. And I'm really loud, so if I need to step away from the microphone, somebody tell me, because I speak really, really loudly. I want to share a little bit about Kids Hope and my story. Some of you probably have your own stories about Kids Hope. I know Linda's got stories about how Kids Hope is affecting her life and her school's life. But I want to share a little bit with you about how Kids Hope affects me. And I am our Texas Regional Executive Director for Kids Hope USA. It's a really big title. There's two people on staff in the state of Texas for Kids Hope, and I'm one of them. So it's a really big title, but there, you know, we have a very small official organization that does a lot of great things. We mentor nationally over 16,000 students. There's there's about 1,000 church school partnerships across the nation. So you guys are a part of a really big thing. When Kids Hope came to my church about 13 years ago, I was our children's director, and I was the person trying to get people like you to go hold babies in the nursery, which is exactly what Rebecca's doing right now, and because somebody was sick and couldn't come hold babies. I tried to get Sunday school teachers, which I saw in your bulletin. You guys are needing some people to step up to ministry and children's ministry for teaching in Sunday school. I was the VBS person to get people to come sign up. My husband and I love kids, and we love at-risk kids. And we foster cared for years. We adopted through CPS. I mean, this is my heart. Some men in our church came to me, and they were so excited because they'd found this ministry they wanted me to do. And it was Kids Hope USA, and they showed me videos, and they told me all about it. And they were so excited until I said, no, thank you, I don't want to do this. And they were like, you're kidding. We've kind of committed to this. And I said, I can't. I can't find any more volunteers. My friends already don't answer my phone. You know, the phone, when I call them on Fridays, they won't talk to me. Caller ID messed up children's ministry. But besides that, it was really something. I said, it sounds great, but we can't do this. And our church had about 500 people coming on a Sunday at the time. And I said, they're not going to do this. There's no way. And so one of the guys said, look, what if I lead it? What if I say that I'll recruit? Will you just be nice? You know, will you not tell them, don't do that, come teach Sunday school instead? I said, great, I'll even mentor. Good luck. Well, we started with about 12 mentors at our church, and I was really surprised. I didn't even know these people liked kids that signed up to mentor because I'd never seen them anywhere in my realm at all. And but I started mentoring. My first year, I had a great young man. He was a fifth grader. I got to see him fifth and sixth grade, because sixth grade in Weatherford is still elementary. Keith actually just graduated from Weatherford College, so it's kind of fun to see him grow up and be a great young man. But the guy who really rocked my world was a little boy named Jonathan. And I got him after Keith, beginning of the second grade. He was about this big, round-faced and tons of freckles and a smile that lights up the room. And when I first met him, I told the teacher, this is my day and time I can come. Does this work for you? And she said, you know what? You can come any day you want. You can come every day. You can come all day long. Get him out of the classroom so I can teach the rest of the kids. And I'll admit, I had two thoughts going through my head as, oh my goodness, I can't believe she said that in front of this little boy. And then my other thought was, oh my goodness, what have I signed up for? I mean, it was like, oh, how do I do this? But as we left, she goes, can you just try one thing? Try not to say no. She said, all day long, I say, Jonathan, stop. Jonathan, sit. Jonathan, be quiet. Jonathan, no. She said, it wears me out, but I'm sure it wears him out too. So just try to give him an hour a week of break. I don't care what y'all do, but he needs a break. And I was like, okay. Well, about 3 or 4 weeks later, we have a reading in the library. They have their book fair. And so we go in there to read. And so Jonathan, grab a book. We'll read together. And he pulls a Pokemon book, which is real sing-songy, off the shelf. And he starts reading it. And I said, oh, Jonathan. And remember, he's in the resource room, what he called the stupid class. And it's the beginning of the second grade. So, Jonathan, you've got this book at home? He's like, no. And I said, well, you got this book in your classroom, your teacher reads it to you? No. And I said, you're reading this? And he's like, yeah. So I grabbed a fifth grade book off the reading shelf, and I said, read this. And he read it beautifully. And I said, Jonathan, does your teacher know you can read? And he said, no. She never asks. She only asked me to read those card sight words on the cards. And I said, Jonathan, we're going to go see Miss Reynolds. That was the counselor. And he's like, oh, am I in trouble? And I said, no, we're going to show her I'm super mentor. I taught you to read at a fifth grade level in like 4 weeks. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm good with this. So we go, 2 weeks later, he's moved into gifted and talented after they've tested him. His behavior changed. He wasn't real happy about it because he has 20 spelling words instead of 5 after that. But his behavior changed. He stepped up to the plate. Jonathan's in the 10th grade now. He's still a toot. He's still the class clown. He's still a mess. But he makes good enough grades to keep playing sports. He has hope, and God has promised a hope and a future for him. He either wants to be a pastor or a police officer. He can't really decide which right now. He started coming to our church. I gave him a Bible in the third grade. Then I gave it to him on a Saturday, Sunday morning. He goes, Miss Cook, I want to ask you about this chapter book. And I said, yeah, because I started him in the New Testament. He goes, how come the first 4 chapters, they keep repeating the same stories over and over again? I'm like, the kid read the Gospels that night. I mean, it was amazing. And he is so smart. But he had a mom strung out, had problems with drug and alcohol issues. She couldn't go through the backpack. She didn't really care what was going on. He didn't have an advocate. I didn't do anything. I just showed up once a week to hang out with this little guy, and he's now really a big guy. But I just showed up and spent time with him. And people say, you know, oh, what all you've done for Jonathan and his family, you know, what a difference you've made. It's a life-changing thing you've made. You know, I believe God has a hope for him and a future for him. I believe that God would have put somebody else in Jonathan's life. I didn't do anything except show up. Where Jonathan's life might have been a little different because that person would have been different. They might have come along at a later time. Jonathan's life, I'm sure he would still be wanting to be a pastor or a police officer. My life would be different without Jonathan. And I've got girls. They're wonderful. We've raised beautiful kids. But Jonathan really showed me just the potential within a little freckled-faced kids. And you don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to be a principal. You don't have to be an educator. You have to read and write on a fifth grade level. And you have to have reliable transportation. And you got to show up. And that's all. I mean, God's going to do great things with or without me. And I was privileged that I got to be a part. And he did it with me being there watching Jonathan. And you guys have that same opportunity to work within the school and to have your own little Jonathan. And it's a great experience. Now, my husband likes Kids Hope a whole lot. I told you we were foster parents. These kids do not come home and spend the night with you. You are not responsible for raising them. You just show up 1 hour once a week. My husband thinks Kids Hope's the greatest thing in the world because I still get to play with these kids. But you guys need a Jonathan in your life. And I know you'll be blessed if you sign up and say yes. So you tell about what's going on in your school, Linda.
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you, and I'll tell you at the end some of the things you've done, besides the mentoring that you've done. And I decided that because I'm sort of like Rebecca, we were like the ones coordinating everything, so we weren't with the kids and the mentors. So I decided to ask the folks who would know the best what this meant to them, and that was the teachers and the kids themselves. So this is from some of our teachers. They were positive adult role models, giving of themselves, expecting nothing in return. Quality, unconditional time spent, well spent with kids needing loving attention. Kids who need as much positive, encouraging, mentoring as possible. This one was in all caps in the email. Thank you for your commitment to our students. Your smiling faces make me feel better. So I can only imagine how it makes our kids feel. The best day of the week for my students was when their mentors came. I can't thank them enough for the difference they made in the lives of these students. I would just like to say what a difference it's made for this kid to feel loved. And that boy needs all the love he can get. Please tell them that we were so appreciative of their dedication and commitment to our kids. They may be the only adult other than a teacher who spends any one-on-one time with these kids. The ones who need love the most are sometimes the hardest to love. These mentors do make a big difference in the lives of the students. Those were from our teachers. So I know that sometimes some of the mentors felt like they were intruding or whatever with the classroom. But like she said, although I don't think any of our teachers really said it to the mentor's face, but take them whenever you want. Now, around test time, we had to adjust some schedules so that our students who were in the testing grade levels, the teachers could have them for the in-class instruction. But our mentors were wonderful. If we had to adjust schedules, they did that. This is from the kids themselves. Top 10 great things about having a Kids Hope mentor this year. And I'll start with number 10. Playing board games with me. 9, getting me books from the book fair. 8, helping me with my classwork. 7, playing basketball with me. 6, working with me when I needed help. 5, playing sorry with me. And I don't even know which mentors these are, but the mentor should be able to recognize themselves in these things. 4, helping me with class projects. Because many of our kiddos who had mentors, it's sort of like what you mentioned. Not all of them, but a lot of them don't have that a parent at home who can sit down with them at the kitchen table and work on those projects. For whatever reason, that just can't happen. So I think that some of our mentors sort of enjoyed the projects. That was fun. Number three, playing games with just me. Number two, reading with me. And number one reason, just spending time with me. So I think if you see that kept coming up and up, especially and all across from kindergarten to fifth grade, it was that somebody was spending time just with them. And so I would also like to say, as far as when we signed up to do this at the school, and I had known Kit for many, many years. We go way back. And so it was sort of fun to get to reconnect with her, but I had no idea that we would be blessed beyond the mentoring program. I want to thank you, because even if you weren't a mentor, you helped with some of this. Thank you for providing Thanksgiving baskets for several of our families in need. I'm at Highland Village Elementary, and probably when you think about Highland Village, what pops into your brain is Highland Shores. And that's not quite my school or our neighborhood. We have several families that are in need. And it was unbelievable when I met that Sunday afternoon with the church folks from your church who brought the baskets. It was unbelievable. It just wasn't turkey and green beans, maybe a pumpkin pie. It was a huge amount of food for them, and those families were so very thankful. Thank you for providing gloves, scarves, mittens, caps for all of our children who were on our school angel tree at Christmas. Every single one of them. We even had some extras so that when it really got cold in January for our kiddos who weren't on the angel tree, we still had warm caps and mittens to hand out. Another thing that occurred this year is that we had one of our students who was mentored who had a tumor. Because of confidentiality, I couldn't tell the mentor group who it was, but I was able to say, we really need some prayers for one of our kiddos. And so I shared that with the mentor group. And so as I know that some of you that we never saw were on the prayer support, I want you to know that that was felt as well. We also had a student whose home situation got a little complicated. I shared with that mentor. I couldn't share what it was, but I could say, his family needs your prayers. And I knew that somebody was praying for our students. So I thank you for that prayer support. I thank you for giving of your time. There was never a week, unless the student was absent or on a field trip, that they did not have a mentor. Usually it was the very same mentor who came for that week. If we had a mentor who knew they were going to be gone, we had substitutes who stepped right in and came and also provided that one-on-one time. So thank you for that gift of time. And I also, most importantly, want to thank you all for being an example of caring adults in our community for our students. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have richly blessed Highland Village Elementary. And we look forward to more. I already have for next year a list of students that didn't have a mentor this year that we would like to have a mentor for next year. So thank you.
Thank you, ladies. We have Jesus in us. As we go there, we take Jesus with us. And as we share the love that he's planted in our hearts, it does transform. And it's incredible. I laugh with Rebecca because she and Kit were very nervous about the violation of the church-state relationship kind of thing. And so, Father Mark, don't go in there. And, you know, I said, well, I'm going to baptize the second week, and I'll take communion the third. You know, and so I would ask all the other mentors, have you given communion yet? And, you know, okay. But anyways, it's incredible how many questions my little guy has asked me. One of the most profound questions was, tell me about baptism. These are things he asked me just out of the blue. So, incredible way in which God uses this process. And you might be thinking, not me, but did you hear the reading from Samuel? He's looking for a king, and he goes through the whole family line of the ones that would be perfect subjects. And God keeps speaking in his ear, not him, not him. And what does it say in the text? Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You might think you don't have the gifts and talents for something, but God knows your heart. I don't believe I have the gifts and talents for mentoring. Doug and I are both mentors, and so we were trying to figure out which one of our kids said what on that list. But God uses us because he knows our heart. Just an hour a week. It's one of the many ways in which we make this real. Taking him, Jesus, out of this place into the world. That his life through us might change the lives of others. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing here at St. Nicholas Church. And how you're using us more and more. Boots on the ground. Things are happening. Food for kids, vacation Bible school, summer mission trips, and now Kids Hope. Continue to use us. Enlarge our vision for how we can make disciples. In Jesus' name, amen.